Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Well, hello, students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay, and it's time for another read and repeat lesson. And this English lesson will help you with your English vocabulary, comprehension, and English fluency. Let's dive into today's lesson. Our family car decided. So to decide means to make a choice. Our family car decided it needed a bit of attention. A bit of attention. A bit. A little bit. So we found ourselves at the busy auto repair shop. The mechanic, wearing a cap stained with grease, greeted us warmly and assured us that our car was in good hands. Greeted us warmly. Warmly. Okay, so in other words, the mechanic was friendly. He was approachable. He greeted us warmly and assured us that our car was in good hands. Was in good hands. So that means that he was trustworthy. You could leave him your car and he would do what he was supposed to do, and you did not have to worry about theft to your car. Let's continue. While we waited in the comfortable customer lounge, my little brother flipped through a stack of car magazines, and my mom enjoyed a cup of coffee. The mechanic soon appeared, explaining the car's issue in simple terms. So when something is in simple terms, it's understandable. I hope my English lessons are in simple terms that made it easy for us to understand. With the car now repaired and ready to hit the road means to leave or to go on your journey. We left the shop thankful for the skilled mechanic who turned a potential car problem into a stress-free experience. It was something they did not have to worry about. It was stress-free. They didn't have to pull their hair out. All right. Now that I've gone over some of the key meanings of certain words and vocabulary and phrases, let's read today's story a little bit faster. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Our family car decided it needed a bit of attention. So we found ourselves at the busy auto repair shop. The mechanic, wearing a cap stained with grease, greeted us warmly and assured us that our car was in good hands. While we waited in the comfortable customer lounge, my little brother flipped through a stack of car magazines. And mom enjoyed a cup of coffee. The mechanic soon appeared, explaining the car's issue in simple terms that made it easy for us to understand. With the car now repaired and ready to hit the road, we left the shop, thankful for the skilled mechanic who turned a potential car problem into a stress-free experience. Well, I hope you have enjoyed today's English lesson, where I have given you a repeat story that you could read and repeat. If you have enjoyed today's lesson and you're not a subscriber, make sure you hit that subscribe button and hit the like button if you enjoy the content and share this with a friend. Also, if you did not know, I have a podcast that you can listen to English lessons throughout the week while you're on the go. I'll leave the links to that, my Instagram page, and other important links if you're serious about improving on your English language. My name is Jay. Thank you so much for spending time with me, and I hope you join me on my next English. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. Just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.